Hello, and welcome to another awesome episode of How You Say, the podcast where I teach you how to say something funny or entertaining in Polish. I'm your host, Julia Tutko-Belina. So today's phrase is a little unusual, and I look forward to sharing it with you. Let's jump right in. So today's phrase is dostaniesz w pysk. It literally translates to you will receive in the animal face. And what it really means is it's kind of a phrase that means, oh, you're gonna get it, or like pow, zoom, right in the kisser. Like kids ask your parents about that reference. Or maybe your grandparents, actually, that's a pretty old one. It's definitely best coupled with a shaking of the fist, like a firm fist shake. Definitely only use this one in informal settings and playful banter. It is a threat otherwise. Don't insult your friends. It's super impolite, but I wanted to share it anyway because it's popular enough and it's a joke. So just in case you ever hear it around you, you'll know what it means. So let's go over each word. So the first word is dostaniesz, which is you will receive. You singular will receive, will get. It has the phoneme of sh at the end of it. So you have to make the duck face, and it's not a sh sound. It's not like shushing people. It's sh, which we've talked about in previous lessons. So purse your lips together and force the S sound through without having your lips touch the front of your teeth. And so it's sh. Practice that with me just twice. Sh. Sh. Okay, so that's your refresher. That's at the end of the word. So dostaniesz. Second syllable gets the accent. Let's say it together three times. Repeat after me. Dostaniesz. 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 The nice thing about this one is that you can not be worried about whether the speaker is female or male or whether the recipient is female or male. It doesn't matter. It is informal, though. Obviously, the entire phrase is informal. So you will receive. Okay, next word is V, which is just the letter W, but it's pronounced like the English V. 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 When you speed it up in speech, we've mentioned this in previous lessons, how sometimes it'll turn into an F sound and like flow into the next word that comes after it. The same thing will happen here when we speed up the phrase. But for now, I want you to know V because it's the word in, and we've seen it before, but I really wanted to highlight that it's there because it's important. So the last word is pysk, which is new. It means face, but it's not like a polite word for face. So in English, we use face to describe the face of a clock, the face of a cat, the face of a baby, the face of a dog, the face of a lion, the face of a bear, all of these faces, even the face of a pig, you could say is the face. But when we're talking about animal faces in Polish, it actually does have a distinction between the type of face that you're talking about. So like the face of a pig, you won't say the same word as the face of a baby. So this word is applicable to a general kind of animal face. Pysk. It is not a polite word to use for the word face. So just remember that. Okay, so stringing all the words together, you will get dostaniesz w pysk. That's when you speed it up. Let's try to practice it together, slow motion, three times, and then I will speed it up for you just two times, okay? So repeat after me in the spaces I provide. Dostaniesz w pysk. Dostaniesz w pysk. Dostaniesz w pysk. Okay, let's speed it up twice. Dostaniesz w pysk. Dostaniesz w pysk. Good. So you know what that means now, and maybe you can deploy it successfully, and if not, at least if it comes up around you, you'll know what it means. It's definitely fun banter type of phrase, and I wanted to share what it was. Now, for some of you who may be asking, well, what on earth does Polish have about faces that I need to know? I did a lot of Googling and some dictionary hunting for you when I was putting this episode together, and I found that a lot of translations don't really cover the fact that there are tones and subtexts for these words that you need to know so that you can use the correct one for the correct thing. Like, I wouldn't ever say, oh my gosh, your baby has the cutest snout. I wouldn't say that. It wouldn't sound right. It wouldn't be the correct application. Like, and in a similar way, you don't want to make a similar fumble in Polish. So I put together a little extra credit feature. The word twarz is face. That's the most applicable, polite usage, global face, like a human face. Facjata is also a similar word for face, but it's more commonly used for buildings. You can say someone has a nice facjata, but it's more a word you will use with architecture than with actual people's features. Morda is another word that you will hear for face. It's impolite. It has a connotation of like a vapid, animal-like, kind of vacant, sort of primitive caveman feature face. Morda. It's not polite. It's I could apply it to certain politicians right now, but I won't. Another word is rej, which is literally a snout. It's a face with a snout. So any sort of burrowing face, anything that's capable of digging through dirt and making its way through like the earth, that is a rej. And paszcza is one that is defined typically as a maw or a jaw, but I don't think that's correct. It's more of a giant feline-esque kind of face, usually applied to the face of a big animal like a lion or a tiger or something with a huge, intimidating, dangerous face, but it's definitely of an animal. So those are a couple words. I put them in the show notes, as I said. Feel free to look them up. I put the phonemes in there for you, too, if you feel like doing the extra credits. So there you go. It's important to know which one to apply and what scenario. And I thought I'd get you started on that path. So I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. If you want to reach out to the show, we have an email address, mailbag@howyousay.fm. Our website is www.howyousay.fm. I still have the poll running, the polls poll, if you will. Feel free to answer that. On Twitter, we are @howyousayfm. And if you can leave an iTunes review, that would be much appreciated. Thank you very much for listening. Cześć!